Thank you for tuning in to the Doing Business with God podcast.
Hey, you.
Yes, you.
I am your host, Michi Renee.
It is Michi's passion to help you live your best life and do business God's way. Michi will be talking about entrepreneurship, manifestation, monetization, mindset, beliefs, starting and growing a business, nonprofit, or ministry, all while serving God. So welcome to My Daddy's Business. It's time for the show. It's the Doing Business with God podcast with your host, Michi Renee.
Hello, tribe. Welcome back to another episode of the Doing Business with God podcast, dedicated to helping you do business God's way. In this episode, I will be talking about actually doing business God's way and what it means for your life and your business. I just want to thank everybody. I am truly grateful for everyone who dropped on Saturday, November 27th, which is just a few days ago. And just to let you know, the podcast does take a few weeks to actually make it to all the different platforms. So right now, you may not be able to subscribe or leave a review for the podcast because it's probably not on your podcast platform, but it has been sent to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and a whole bunch of other different podcast platforms, iHeartRadio, at least 30 different platforms, Pandora. I don't know that we're going to get approved for all those platforms since we are a new podcast. Actually, I'm going to take that back. God is in control and he determines where this podcast is going to end up. So if I submitted it to 30 and he wants it to be on 30, it's going to be on all 30 of those platforms. Doesn't matter if I'm new, how many downloads I've had or haven't had, but I am truly grateful for all of you guys who are wanting to be on the podcast. The podcast doesn't officially drop until January 1st. None of the interviewed business owners will actually start appearing on the platform until January 1st. So I will be announcing toward the end of December who my first interviewed guest is going to be. I have a lot of great shows that I've already recorded in store for you guys throughout 2021. And if you want to be on the podcast, it's not too late. I am actually looking for 52 people for the year, and that would be once per week. And if the outpouring is more than that, we will just drop this podcast as much as God wants it to be dropped. So I am truly grateful that you are here and we are going to get into it. So what does it mean to do business God's way? I know for me in the past, I had always tried to separate God from my business ventures or whatever I was doing outside of the church, so to speak. Even in working in corporate America, consulting, all the different aspects, I always tried to separate God from those endeavors. And it's kind of that old adage of church and state and, you know, religion and politics. All of those things were some of the things that I thought about that your business should not, or your career should not encompass your religious beliefs or Christianity or whatever it is that you believe. I always thought that those things should not coincide and come together. But what I can admit now, looking back, is that is actually the wrong way to do business. If you are a Christian, that doesn't mean that you actually do business God's way. That doesn't mean that you actually have a kingdom business, a kingdom-minded business, a kingdom-focused business. Those are all words that people use to describe people of faith that actually intermingle that with their business. So to do business God's way means that you need to recognize that it's not your business, but God's business. And what I mean by that is God is the owner, but his money. And so to do business God's way means you have have to submit control of the business to God. You and God are not partners. You are not the CEO. This is the best way to put it. If you are doing business God's way, you are not the CEO of your business. And if you don't know what CEO means, that means chief executive officer. You are not the chief executive officer. God is the chief executive officer, and you are another officer in the business. So for me, I say that I am the COO, which is the chief operations officer, and that God is the founder of the Unicorn Tribe, and I am the co-founder, because God gave me the vision. God gave me the plan. God gave me who he wants me to help and who he wants me to serve. And when God gives you something, no one can take it from you. You will have favor. You will be in alignment. You will be in flow, and it will not go against your beliefs. And so I am going to ask the question, is the business that God gave you the plan that he has for you? And what I mean by that is, you could have very well started a business and you can very well be having some success, but maybe you're hitting brick walls and doors keep closing and things are not going your way, even though you're making money and, you know, you're prospering to a degree. But even in that sense, it still may not be what God wants you to be doing. So I'm going to ask you guys to think about that, to ponder that, and to really get clarity on if the business that you are currently in is the business that God wants you to be in. Because you may have to make a pivot and you may have to drop some things in order to be in God's will, in order to do business God's way. Because when you are doing business God's way, he will make a way for you if it is something that he wants you to do. Apostle Crystal Samuels always says that God didn't ask you to pay for it. He asked you to believe for it. So if this business is something that God wants you to be doing, he's going to make it happen. Not in your strength, not in your will, but in his will. One of the ways that we can do business God's way is, if you are a kingdom business or a kingdom focus or a kingdom minded business, then you know that you have to give seed, time, and harvest, reaping and sowing. What that means is, the same way that you give tithes and offerings and first fruits in your personal life, you would give tithes and offerings and first fruits in your business. And I know some of you are going to say, well, you know, tithing is not in the New Testament and all this, that, and the third. We are not going to debate that. What I can tell you is, the word says that you can't outdo God giving. So the more you give, the more you're going to get in return for that, because seed, time, and harvest always has been and always will be first and foremost. And so if you don't know what seed, time, and harvest means, that means, let's just use a tomato. If you plant tomatoes, so that's your seed, and seed, time, and harvest. And so other seeds can be, and this is not always financial. Other seeds can be, you sow seeds of prayer. You sow seeds of hope, encouragement, support, motivation, inspiration, leadership, empowerment, development, delivering. All of those things are considered to be seeds. So the more you water those seeds, the more those seeds are going to spring up. And it's not always about money. Yes, we know that we are living in a monetized world. And when you serve the people that God has put in front of you to serve, money is a byproduct of service. God knows that we need money to live and to survive and all of those things. But serving comes first, and the money is a byproduct of that. Dedicating your business back to God. So let's just say you haven't been a kingdom business or kingdom minded, kingdom focused. It's not too late for you. You can go to God and ask him, number one, is this the plan and the will that you have for me? If you know that that is God ordained, you can go to God and submit the business to him, because it's his money. It's his business anyway. And so what that looks like is, instead of you making decisions on your own, you would talk to the owner of the business. It's no different than if you were working in corporate America and you needed to go talk to your boss before you spent $1 million on a project or purchasing some new equipment or whatever the case may be. You would go to your boss and have a conversation about that before you make the decision to do it. And so you would do the same thing with God's business and God's money. You would have a conversation with him about what he wants you to do, in what direction he wants you to go, who he wants you to pay, who he wants you to hire, how you're to structure your meetings. Every single solitary thing goes through him. You don't make any decisions without him. One way that you do business with God is for me when I am talking to my potential clients as a, you know, business coach, coaching them, different things like that. When I'm working with vendors, they all know that I'm a Christian and that this is a kingdom focused business, kingdom minded. So we're going to pray before a meeting. We're going to give God thanks. We're going to give him glory. We're going to talk about him. And so it's not unusual. And they are expecting that from me because I've set the stage and set the tone right up front. Even people coming on this podcast, there is a question that says, are you a Christian? And if you answer no, then unfortunately, this is not the right platform for you because we do business God's way here. And, you know, not to say I'm not knocking anyone's religion, I'm not judging them or any of that, but this platform, we believe in God. And so that is the requirement that you have to meet in order to be on this podcast. And that's, you have to be a Christian. And then of course, we're talking about entrepreneurship. We're talking about business. We're talking about nonprofits. We're talking about ministry and all everything in between there, how to start, how to launch, how to scale, how to run an online business, an online ministry, an online nonprofit, all of those things like that. And we are always hashtag treating it like a business and hashtag doing business with God because he is first and foremost.
Join the movement and sign up for the 365 days of hearing God's word challenge. Check the show notes for all the details. Right now, it's time to get back to the episode. It's the Doing Business with God podcast with Michi Renee.
One of the main benefits of doing business with God is your business is always in flow, so you don't have to hustle. You're always in alignment, in grace, so that your business is prospering. Your business is doing well. I'm not saying that things may not be hard. You may not go through trials and tribulations and ups and downs. And I'm not saying that you may not have tests and different things that come with walking with God, because it is going to come. You know, yes, we're going to have seasons where we're just up, and those seasons may last 10, 20 years. But then you may have a low season of where you're down for a year, and God is growing you and bringing you to another level of relationship with him. And I personally definitely am seeing that in 2020. In December of 2019, I did a rebrand of my business that I was Michi Renee coaching for 7 years. And within that 7-year time frame, I did consulting, I did contract HR work, contract recruiting work, I worked a 9-to-5, I helped people with career counseling, career coaching, helped people with their resumes, helped people find employment, because my corporate background is all HR, recruiting, project management, organizational development. And so I had at that time more of an offline business. I did not have an online business at that time. And so running a business is different than running a business online. And so in December of 2019, I rebranded and I started the Unicorn Tribe. And people have asked me, well, why do you call it the Unicorn Tribe? And why do you spell the unicorn with a K and the tribe with a Y? And first off, the reason that it's called Unicorn Tribe is because the unicorns, they're different. They're unique. They were magical. They were a representation of beauty, of uniqueness, of femininity, of strength, of being solo, because, you know, yes, they were similar to a horse, but they were in a category of its own. And the tribe part comes in because man or woman was not meant to be alone, not just in relationship with a partner or a husband, wife, spouse, whatever. We were meant to be with other people. And so my business is a tribe for women who are unique, stand out, different, and they are trying to do something stand out, not only for themselves, but for God. So that is why my business is called Unicorn Tribe. And the difference of spelling it with a C and spelling it with a K instead of a C and a Y instead of an I was to further bring and rally around the differences that we all have in gender, in color, in ethnicity, race, nationality, cultural differences. We're all unique, but we're all one body. We're all one in the same. And that is the reason why my business is called the Unicorn Tribe, because those are the women that I want to be in my space, that I want to have relationship with on a daily basis in the communities that I am in. And, you know, you guys can find me on Instagram, on Facebook, on YouTube, on LinkedIn, just on Doing Business with God. And LinkedIn is under Michi Renee, which is M-C-H-I-R-E-N-E-E. And then if you want to be in the Facebook community for Christian entrepreneurs, it's also under Unicorn Tribe. I want to connect with you. God is building up women. He wants us to come together in business. He wants us to collaborate. He wants us to partner to move people forward. You know, we should be creating generational wealth. We should be creating kingdom wealth. We should be creating businesses to employ other Christians. Not everybody was meant to be a business owner. Some people were meant to be employees. But the same way we want to do business God's way, employees want to have businesses that are supporting their faith as well.
We hope that you are enjoying this episode. If you would like to be a guest, check the show notes for all the details. Let's get back to the Doing Business with God podcast with Michi Renee.
I am grateful that, you know, God is sending me a team of women who believe as I believe. They have my best interests at heart. They want to see my business grow. They want to see my business succeed. And so they are doing what they can to make that happen. You know, running an online business is not easy. And I'm going to tell you that it's not easy, but it's not impossible. You need the right support. You need a coach. If this is your first time hearing my voice, if you've never heard me live, if you've never seen any of my YouTube videos or anything, you will constantly hear me say, you need a business coach. You don't know everything. You don't know what you don't know. That's what one of my old bosses used to say. You don't know what you don't know. So therefore, you need that person who is going to help you move forward in your business endeavors. Create that in your budget. There are three things that you need to have. And you're going to hear me say these three things. Legal and your legal representation. That is contracts, trademarks, whatever you need as it relates to your business. You need to have someone with a legal background, whether that's a lawyer or a paralegal. I believe a paralegal can do your contract. I don't know that they can help you with a trademark, but you need to have that legal person on deck. Also, you need to have the person that is your CPA, accountant, bookkeeper, tax person, and your business coach. Those are the three people that you need to always have in your budget, whether you are a nonprofit, and then specifically a nonprofit with a 501c3 tax exemption or some other type of tax exemption, or if you're a business, or if you are a ministry. And when I'm talking about a ministry, I am talking about, because people say, oh, nonprofits and churches don't make money. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Just because you have a 501c3 or some other tax exemption, you can make money. The designation means that you're tax exempt. But if you just so happens to, for whatever reason, that year, all of your money is not allocated and you do make show a profit, you just pay taxes on that money that you are showing that you made. So typically nonprofits with a tax exemption, they allocate their monies to programs and different things. And, you know, typically they don't show profits or whatever. That doesn't mean that they're not making any money, so to speak. So let's understand certain aspects of what it means to serve people, because not everything is a ministry in the sense of, you know, a church, a huge mega church. Some people have food pantries. Some people, you know, provide food to the homeless. Some people, their ministry is maybe they go to homeless shelters and they sing, you know. So ministry is nothing more than serving the people. And as I've learned since March or April, that my business is also a ministry, because I am talking to people about business, yes, but I'm also talking to people about God and how he wants us to do business and how, you know, we should, you know, be serving not just ourselves, but serving the people in him first. And that is one of the main things that I have learned, not to shy away from people telling me that I'm in ministry, which I am, you know, and I've just had to get comfortable with that. And I'm embracing the fact that I'm in the fivefold ministry. I have been called to be a teacher. And no, I haven't been called to be a teacher in the sense that I'm teaching school, but I'm teaching God's people how to do business, how to operate a nonprofit in the biblical sense. A book that I have been reading recently called The Richest Man in Babylon, which I am going to link in the show notes. It's a quick read. I suggest everyone to read that book because it will definitely help you see some things in a different light, in a different perspective on how to use both your business and personal finances. you know, we'll get into that in another podcast on, you know, how to use God's money effectively. I have to write that down because that just came to me while we have been talking. And I know many of you who listen to this podcast, you know, you are wanting to start a business. Maybe you are in business and you're making money here and there, but it's not consistent. So you're wanting to grow your business. Some of you are in the building stages that you're making consistent revenues and you want to scale up, you know, so you're launching services, launching products, all those things, and you want to start doing business God's way. And, you know, you want to invest in a coach to save you time, money, energy, and effort. As my grandmother says, used to say all the time, bought sense is better than told sense. Where I'm here to tell you, you don't want to buy that sense on not having clarity or strategy in order to effectively run the business that you know God has you in. And so, you know, I want to implore you to get a coach. You know, I am a business coach and I absolutely would love to help you in your journey. Let's get on the phone. Let's have a consultation and see how we can move you forward and get you doing what we know God has called you to do. I pray that you have enjoyed this episode today and it has blessed you. I pray you enjoyed this episode of the Doing Business with God podcast. Help us grow by subscribing on whatever platform you have been listening to us on. Share and pass this episode on to others. Give us a review and let us know what you think. We want to hear from you. What topics would you like us to cover? What kind of people would you like to see interviewed to give us information in order to do that? Bye.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Doing Business with God podcast. If you love this podcast, please share it with your family and friends. Leave us a review and help us grow. We also want to hear about your biggest takeaways. Take a picture of this episode and tag us on Instagram stories under Doing Business with God. And we'll see you next episode.
I am your host, Michi Renee. Get clear, got strategy, secure the bag. Have the most amazing day ever.
You've been listening to the Doing Business with God podcast.